You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Have the perfect fit pant starting at $168 in a jean, five-pocket fit, or dress pant model.
So you heard him. You know where to go. It's James Davis in the Laurel Wood Shopping Center. That's James Davis in the Laurel Wood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat thin grass. But Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scotts.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a bag of Scotts Triple Action today.
Get My Perks has a sweet deal for you today. $30 of delicious treats and nothing bun cakes for only $20. So get yours before they're gone at getmyperks.com.
This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.com free app.
Hey, Jason Smith here, and listen, we're all stressed out, we're all worn out as we try to get through these unprecedented times. Don't let them get you down. 5-Hour Energy helps keep you energized throughout the day and throughout these times, and now it comes in two great extra-strength tropical tastes, strawberry banana and tropical burst. Try them both and avoid hitting that middle of the afternoon wall. A shot of 5-Hour Energy has zero sugar, 4 calories, so it's the perfect pick-me-up during these unprecedented times. That's 5-Hour Energy.
Somewhere out there, there's a man on a park bench eating his 500th PB&J. He has no idea Papa John's has new papadillas that are way better than a boring sandwich. With Papa John's best meats, cheeses, and veggies hand-folded into a crispy flatbread crust. Someone better tell that man. Get a new papadilla in one of 4 flavors for just $6. Better ingredients, better pizza, better than a sandwich. Papa John's. Not valid with discounts, fees, and taxes. Extra prices may vary.
There will be parties again soon and family gatherings. There'll be parades and sporting events and concerts. To help our communities when they come back together, respond to the 2020 census now. Spend a few minutes online today to impact the next 10 years of healthcare, infrastructure, and education. Respond online today to make America's tomorrow brighter. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
So if you were looking for someone to help your son with his second grade math homework, who would you call? An auctioneer?
One hit, one, get a bit of two, to get a bit of two, to get a two, now three. $3, get a bit of, get a four, get a bit of, get a four.
Of course not. You'd want to talk to someone who specializes in your specific situation. And when it comes to marketing for your business, it's exactly the same thing. When you make a call for help, it's because you want it to work. It all starts with a conversation. Call Entercom now at 384-5900 and ask for Rachel. That's 384-5900.
Take me around the world and back again.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Doesn't even matter anyway. Focusing on coping with the pain. Only getting older by the day. Only getting older. Does it even matter anyway? Focusing on coping with the pain. We're only getting older by the day. We're only
every day around this time. We do the rundown. Let's get it.
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Well, saw it on Instagram last night. It was obviously the biggest story of the night here in local news. Ja Morant put on Instagram a couple pictures yesterday. I'm assuming these are outside of his home. It's his Dior drip, okay? He's got his Dior on, his Dior hoodie. And more importantly, Jason, to me this was I don't want to get too far ahead of myself here, but to me this was an announcement that Ja Morant plans on being here for basically his entire life because he debuted a new set of permanent grills. A permanent grill was he wearing in his in his Instagram post. And I mean, these are diamonds. I mean, a diamond studded grill is his fronts, top and bottom, full grill. He's a Memphian now, Jason.
What's that Dior hoodie running?
I'm assuming $1,000.
I just looked it up. You can pay as much as $1,650 for one.
Really?
$1,650. Imagine that. Now, I can't wear it out of the house right now.
Yes, you cannot.
Okay.
Correct. You have to wear it inside.
So for me, because it's the only thing I would have that costs that much when it comes to hoodies, it'd be in the closet, job wearing it. As far as the grill, you know, my brother once fooled me into believing that he had changed his fronts into a permanent grill.
Yep.
And boy, was it a hell of a trick he played on me. Because what he told me later was really it was just to see the response that he would get from his brother.
Yep.
And find out how much I truly loved him. Because the response he got from me was, "What the hell are you doing?
Uh-huh.
What are you doing with your life? Is this a midlife crisis?" You understand? That was sort of my response. Rather than the whole, "Hey, man, I support you in every decision that you make because you're my brother and I love you." And he got the former, not the latter, right? And so it wasn't the love. And he later let me know that they were not permanent. So I felt like, much like Calkins did with you this morning, I was really that little rat,
uh-huh.
Right? He was just messing with my, seeing how I would respond to things like he did with you when he played that doctor audio. You understand what I'm saying? And I felt used afterwards, but that's it. If you're going to get a grill, get a pullout. If you're doing it for full time, I question what you're thinking about. I do. And I don't go back on it. Because you know what I found out?
What?
I told my brother later on, that was a sign of how much I love you and how much I care. My reaction, that fireball, because I love you so much, that's how much I care. Right? What are you doing? If it had been somebody in the streets, I don't care. I don't respond. Right? Because I don't know them. I shake my head. Man, come on. Get the pop out.
So my question is,
not the perms.
My question is like with permanent grills, right? Like you can still take those out, right? You have to be able to, because you have to brush your teeth, otherwise your teeth would rot.
No, man, they got a toothbrush for the gold teeth. They got the paste for it.
Really?
Okay. So, and what's the point of calling it perms? And I'm sure there's some pop out that people would tell you they wear all the time, so they're permanent. But what's the point of permanent if it's not really, if it's just a pop out? That's a pop out. They got toothpaste for gold teeth.
That makes no sense. All right, so I'm looking at this right now. Okay.
Now, them diamond grills?
Yeah.
You're not keeping that. Those have got to be popular. You're spending too much money.
When you get a gold grill, are you a permanent, right?
You're talking about golds now. That is not what Ja had in his mouth.
No, it's not. It's
right.
Not. It's not.
Different thing.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand, man. Like, if you...
You can get a pop out of both, yeah. But you can also get permanent golds.
Okay, permanent golds are basically crowns, right?
I believe so. You would know more about this teeth business than me, but and I believe there was some toothpaste for those permanent golds.
Yeah, so you...
Kept them shiny.
So, but what about the grills themselves, though? Like, you have to be able to take those out because you have to brush your teeth.
John, some of them cost upwards of, you know, $10,000, $20,000, I imagine. Yeah, $30,000. You have to be able to pop those out. They're diamonds. Some of them are diamond encrusted. That's a jewel. That's something like a watch you put on. Understand what I'm saying?
Like I really want. Okay, so I'm just gonna read this here. Okay, I'm gonna read this. If you wear a grill, you should just be especially careful about brushing and flossing to prevent potential problems. Food and other debris may be may become trapped between the teeth and the grill, allowing bacteria to collect and produce acids. The acids can cause tooth decay and harm gum tissue. So I don't know. Like, I really wish there was somebody who could speak to having a permanent grill, because I don't know. I've never thought that far ahead. You know,
I don't know how many folks are out here still doing perm grills, brother, like permanent grills. Again,
Paul Wall somewhere is out here.
Yeah, but is his permanent at this point? And if it was, at this point, didn't he get it replaced? Because I would tell you that permanent grill is probably out of style. Mm-hmm. Those pop-ins, they're still high dollar. The ones Ja got, I'm sure you pop those in, still cost, still hip, you know, but not permanent. I don't think many brothers are still doing that.
A diamond grill. What do you think a diamond grill will cost?
I'm going, but anyway, you can get one in between a high dollar one. You can spend as much as $20,000-$30,000 on one.
Lil Pump in 2019 had a diamond grill that took a month to make.
Yep.
And it was $250,000.
Wow.
165 hand-picked diamonds that were cut to fit his individual teeth. It was the first 18-carat. The jeweler said it was the first 18-carat rose gold baguette grill that he has ever made. And I'm looking at it right now. I mean, it's certainly a piece of art. I mean, it's a nice piece of jewelry, you know.
And what's that get you? A couple more chicks in the sack? You know, and when you look back on it, was it really worth
it?
Or should you have invested that money, you know, or spend it on something?
All right, Grandpa.
You understand what I'm saying?
Jeez.
Like, what's it get you?
Let a man live.
A couple extra looks. Yeah, let a man live.
Let a brother live,
You
man.
Can live investing. You're going to live better than that.
Yeah, but I mean, I can't.
What's it going to get you? A couple extra chicks in a sack that night. That's it.
Dude, my portfolio ain't going to give me no girls. I can't pull up my Schwab account and be like, check it.
It'll get you girls when you're an old man.
I don't want girls when I'm an old man. I want girls right now. If I'm just putting myself in that position. You know?
It's ridiculous. Like, if for a couple of little minutes, for the little 2 minutes, you're going to last the pleasure with those all them extra
two couple minutes.
Of girls you're going to get from that $250,000 grill. That make a lot of sense.
So you do not approve of the grill from Ja. You wish you would not have it. You wish you would take it out.
No, Ja is fine because it's a pop-out. If that was permanent, he'd be a fool for getting it. He's not that.
Right.
It's a pop-out that's still in for the youngsters. I get it.
Well, that costs a lot of money. I mean, it wasn't cheap.
There's no way he spent $250 for it. If he spent $250 for it, he's a fool.
Okay, so what is a responsible amount of money to spend?
I just told you $20,000, $30,000 for them. That's a drop in the bucket.
Okay.
Now, you've seen Silver and these folks talking about the money. Might not all of it, you may not get your full check, okay? And that's, to me, what would ensure that Ja didn't go out and just spend $250,000 on that grill, bro. That's cannot be what that one costs.
Yeah.
Love to know, though.
Anyway, Ja Morant has a grill, and to me, when you put on a grill and take a picture, and
that's your take.
You know, I'm pretty sure that makes you a Memphian.
I like that.
It makes you a Memphis Grizzly.
Well, you went viral with that one, didn't you?
It makes you a Memphis Grizzly. No, I mean, I did not go viral with that. I mean, only got like 500 likes. That's nothing.
To me, it's
I've done
viral.
Thousands. I've done thousands upon thousands. That is
All
absolutely
right,
nothing.
Man.
You know, nice picture from Ja. Congratulations on the grill.
Next story.
I don't care about Ja and that hooping, which we'll be back to at some point. We're going to get through this.
We miss you, Ja.
Do you know how bad it is out here?
Yes.
That ESPN, well, you do. That ESPN, major ESPN, the mothership, on Friday is going to be showing NBA players playing 2K20. Now, John broke this news to us yesterday. But do you realize there are odds out on this? Now that we have the full list of guys, it's a 16-team field. The NBA, I'll read you the story. The NBA, the Players Association and 2K partnered. They've got this tournament. It's going to air on ESPN and ESPN2 starting on Friday. It's going to include, John mentioned some of the names yesterday, Kevin Durant, Trae Young, Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker's a part of this, Hassan Whiteside is a part of this. And right now, Kevin Durant, it looks to me, and I don't know how you put these together, sportsbetting.ag did. They set odds for this last night. Kevin Durant's the favorite. And by quite a margin, I would imagine, over he's plus 375, Booker's plus 600, Ayton's plus 700, Trae Young along with him is plus 700. So you got a couple of Phoenix Suns right there at the top. That says a lot about where their franchise is, that their players are the best at 2K, says where they spend their time. Tells you a lot about the Phoenix Suns. It really does. We just stumbled upon that. That said,
well, they're young.
That said, I know. I get that, John. That said, my guy Zach LaVine's in it.
I know how disappointed you are that the Phoenix Suns have not become what you hoped they would be.
Well, they were on their way. If Ayton hadn't done the drugs, we might have been something.
No, that was off the rails before.
We got off to a slow start because what did he get? A 25 game
something
suspension
like that?
Right?
Yeah, something.
Yeah, it set us back, John. It's because of DeAndre Ayton. That said, And they were fools for letting, let's be real, they were fools for letting Melton go. There's no question about it. Montrez, I got my money on Montrez Harrell.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
He's plus 1,600. There's something about him that tells me he's a 2K20 player.
Okay.
Like a guy like him, it matters to. And probably knows a way to use himself to go out there and get 20 and 15 in a game, you know? He probably maximizes himself better than anybody else because nobody cares about playing with Montrez. You understand? Nobody cares about it that much.
Mm-hmm.
But he would. A guy like him would. Some of the other names in this, Rudy Hachimura, John mentioned Young, first-year player. Derrick Jones Jr., we saw him in the dunk contest. Domantas Sabonis is in this. Harrison Barnes. Longest odds are on Pat Beverly, Harrison Barnes, and Sabonis. So there you go.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Be watching sports. It'll be on ESPN on Friday night. Yes, ESPN with a half-hour pre-show. It's going to start at 6 p.m.
And isn't this thing lasting like 10 days?
This is how badly ESPN needs programming that they're going to put this on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I have my doubts.
The winner gets $100,000 to give to a charity in support of coronavirus relief efforts.
You don't like watching people play video games. So will you care about this at all? Will you find yourself watching it?
Well,
CJ will probably want to watch it.
I think I told you yesterday when I first got this news from you how I thought this would go. If you've got some star power like you do with KD, there will be a little bit more interest level than just if it was a bunch of Montrezes out there playing.
Yep.
If it was a bunch of Utahs, with all due respect to our own Memphis Grizzlies and Yuta Watanabe, if it was just that. The fact that you got Zach LaVine out there, the fact that you got Booker, you got KD, you got some name power in this, Trae Young as well, you got some all-stars, I think because of that, you will get a few more. If it was just a bunch of bench riders, we wouldn't be as interested in specifically watching this on a Friday night on ESPN. So you gave me a little star power. Apparently, one of the stars is really, really good. Again, Kevin Durant's got the best odds to win it. And, I might give it a shot because of that, because of the star power, to see old Kevin Durant playing in the Beady Beats.
Okay, well, there you go. Is it this Friday?
This Friday, John. Yeah. Get hype.
Next story.
All right, last night, watched. I'm not going to end up watching it. I'll just be honest.
Yes, you are. You play games all the time.
I will not. I will not watch it. Listen, last night, The Scheme was on HBO, and I will agree with Mark that it did at least feel a little bit normal because people were watching like one thing and tweeting about one thing other than the freaking coronavirus. That is certainly a nice respite from the breathless coronavirus virus coverage that we get every day. But we were all watching this Scheme documentary on HBO, and I will tell you this, like, my overarching view of Christian Dawkins now that I have seen the documentary, one, I think by this documentary happening and maybe by just telling his narrative, they have made him out to be much more important than he really was, or at least he thinks he's more important in the machine of college basketball than he really was.
Well, he was dealing with some blue bloods.
He was. I mean, he definitely was. But
Arizona,
I mean,
at least.
I also think it goes to show you how damn easy it is to get involved with the blue blood. Because Christian Dawkins was just a guy.
How sloppy it is.
Yeah, like, he was not like some – he wasn't World Wide West. He wanted to be World Wide West, but, like, he wasn't. He was just a dude that said, I got connects to these players. Brian Bowen, of course, there. He said, I got connects to these players. And they listened, and they, in some cases, you know, really developed a relationship with the guy, Will Wade, Sean Miller. To me, it just goes to show you how easy it is to get in there. But – like, this idea that it's going to be a documentary that takes down college basketball. I mean, the FBI was sloppy. I mean, that was another revelation from this, the way that it all went down and their investigation and just how thin the whole thing was. I mean, it was interesting, but I think it was dramatized to look like a lot more than it actually ended up being. It would be my review of this. I don't think it's going to cause anybody. I mean, we already know it's not going to cause anybody to get fired or anything like that.
Well, unless you put out a statement, I guess.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Felt a need to respond with a statement, but that statement doesn't say anything about firing Will Wade.
Right. They said his unemployment status does not change. Mm-hmm. You know, or his employment status does not change. So, I don't know. It was interesting to the cast of characters. Obviously, the production value of it was good. But
what I would ask you is, how interested after watching that is the NCAA in pursuing it, right?
I don't think they're any more or less interested in it. I mean, I think it remains relatively unchanged.
When they see the conversation with Sean Miller that he's having about, you know, about Wade, is that embarrassing enough to a point? Does it sicken them to a point where they're willing to go after some of their big dogs? Because I would tell you, probably not.
Agreed.
And they'd give you the old around the bush answer. We don't have enough resources to prosecute all these. We can't do it. Give us your proof. When they're on there, you know, Miller's on there talking again. I tell you, a cheater mad at another cheater, you know, cheating harder than he is. Where is the urgency level from the NCAA to go after that when it involves, again, to John's point, you know, it's still two of your heavy hitters, you know, especially one with Arizona. It's one of your blue bloods. So I would tell you they're not. And again, it goes back to what we're talking about with Penny and with Memphis for something that happened before he was coached. So my takeaway was that I thought Dawkins was likable, but that's what these things can do too. I'm thinking about, you know, Tiger King and how it sort of makes Joe Exotic a character that at times, right, you're rooting for. It's weird. They can take bad folks, right, or to John's point, people that aren't really that important in the grand scheme of college basketball, make them seem more important or more likable than they really are. So there was some of that. But my whole big takeaway was, you know, where NCAA won't care about this at all. But again, show me those letters again that Kansas has gotten, but haven't yet gotten to Arizona and LSU, and I'll back on down from this. We'll see. But I would tell you they're probably not very interested in pursuing it.
All right. When we come back, Mike Golic Jr. is going to join us. We will talk to him about the future of the NFL, the future of the college football season, what he believes, get his thoughts on the scheme. Lots more to come with Golic Jr. He's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
For Memphis, whether it's sports or information that matters to you, we're the Mid-South leader. Sports, sure, but also local information that matters. We care, and we're the most relevant FM talk station around. Thanks for choosing 92.9 FM ESPN. More than sports. Now, more than ever. Always free, always on, and always your first choice in Memphis. 92.9 is helping Memphis stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We know these are tough times right now. Your heating, air, and plumbing are essential systems for your home. To help, we have discounted our HVAC systems to as low as $99 a month and tankless water heaters as low as $79 a month. Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We're here to help. 901-624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
We're all spending a lot of time at home these days. That means we're all having a lot of meals at home these days. And this is Gary Parrish making sure you understand that when you're ready to step it up a bit, you should check out the finest, freshest, never frozen prime cut beef selections at HumphreysMemphis.com. The prime cut shop next to Folks Folly. They provide all the same ingredients and sides offered by Folks Folly via local delivery, overnight shipping nationwide, or curbside pickup. So please go check it out today and grill like a legend tonight. The address is HumphreysMemphis.com. That's HumphreysMemphis.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Hi, my name is Max. I'm a dad, and I make podcasts. It's my job. But right now, things are pretty weird. Many of us are working from home, and schools around the world are closed. And that means we all need something to do while we're sitting inside. So we're asking kids everywhere the same question. If you could make a podcast about anything you wanted, what would you make? And we're turning the submissions into a brand new show. It's called The Kids Are All Home.
I like to call this Pantry Investigations.
Welcome to History Twins.
I'm Wilder. This is my sister, Rosie.
Say hi, Rosie.
Hi, Rosie.
So pause that movie you're watching for the fifth time in a row, put down that third snack you just snuck out of the pantry, and subscribe to The Kids Are All Home on radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's at the Laurelwood Shopping Center, one of the best clothing stores in the nation. It's where I shop. It's where you should shop. And here to tell you why is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we are continuing with the Paul Bettinelli suits with 9 fabrics to choose from, regularly $5.95, and they are 2 for just $7.95. An unbeatable savings with super 130s, wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, natural stretch, trim, and classic fit. We now have full custom suits and sport coats from Paul Bettinelli. We take 13 measurements to make the perfect fit. You have button options, lapel options, as well as pocket treatments. And in 3 to 4 weeks, your perfectly fit garment is here starting at $6.95. It's amazing. You rank in the top 10 toughest fits in America, and the suits we made for you fit like a glove.
So you heard him. You know where to go. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. That's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
There will be parties again soon and family gatherings. There'll be parades and sporting events and concerts. To help our communities when they come back together, respond to the 2020 census now. Spend a few minutes online today to impact the next 10 years of healthcare, infrastructure, and education. Respond online today to make America's tomorrow brighter. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
She saw my eyes, she know I'm gone. I see some things that you might fear. I'm doing a show, I'll be back soon. That ain't what she wanna hear. Now I got it in my room. Legs wrapped around my beard. Got the fastest car in Zoom.
All right, so yesterday, we heard from Jeff Pasch, who is the EVP of the NFL. And again, while no one is going to sit here and act like they know what the world is going to look like in 6 months, he said that they are they're moving forward, Jay Smoovy Dooby Wooby. They are moving forward as if their season is going to happen this year, and it's going to start on time. Now, I think when you start sort of plotting out the various leagues, right, that can do this, college basketball, college football, NBA, NFL, the NFL you would put probably on top because for reasons we've outlined before, you know, they have the majority of their, you know, their player base, their salaries are on minimum or just above minimum. So what I'm saying is they need the money, right? Those players, so there's going to be more of, I feel like, an institutional push from the players more so than you might see in other arenas, because the shelf life is so much shorter in football, and these guys depend on the money.
No, I agree, and that's probably what's going to go down. Again, you said it's the majority of NFL players that are in that boat, right? That don't make the $35 million a year that Russell Wilson makes. It's more, you know, hundreds of thousands, and careers that last, you know, 2 to 3 years, as opposed to careers that last 20 years, as we've seen with Tom Brady. So it's certainly that it's more of that than the other in the NFL, and that's why, yes, you'd be more inclined to play if you are those guys, because again, what's your other job? What's that going to be? That said, you don't let safety, you don't let risk, the risk of putting these guys outweigh the mm-hmm. concern to the let's face what it is, the almighty dollar. The thing the NFL has going for it is the most watched it in America, more so
exactly.
Combine NBA and everything else, and it's the NFL. And that's part of the reason why I think you've seen, even with their own general manager saying, no, I want our time, we want to back up from this draft, let's reassess it. You've seen Goodell say, no, we're moving forward. They are the giant. And quite frankly, you know, you got to tell the giant to stop. And at this point, it's too early, right? Their season's too far down the line.
Right.
The Giant ain't going to stop walking right now. He's going through your city. It's business as usual. And they're going to have a draft, no people. But they're going to, even with their own GM saying, hey, let's hold up. No, they're business as usual. And it's because the NFL, that's what they do, quite frankly. And you know, while maybe part of me a couple of weeks ago when this first started felt a little silly talking NFL free agency at a time where we barely knew anything about this virus.
True.
Let's be real. Free agency, the Tom Brady news, this news about adding an NFL team, the sort of looking forward, right, in an optimistic way, I think in a way it's all helping us. So I'm not mad at them either for the business-as-usual approach right now,
yep.
Because let's face it,
well, they
you don't
yes.
have fans out there, you're not putting anyone at risk right now with this kind of business, and let's hope we're in a better place for this thing to be able to kick off, you know, relatively on time
yeah.
come the fall. That's where it's at. NFL's going to do its thing.
They are going to do their thing. And listen, I don't necessarily believe that, you know, you could always change, right? You can always say later, hey, we wanted to start on time, but we couldn't. You know, I think there's something to be said for the approach of we believe we're going to start. You know, because we've talked about this before. People just want something to look forward to. They want hope. They want reasons for optimism. And people love football, and people love being able to look forward to that Sunday afternoon.
For our own mental health right
yes.
now, at the least.
Because right now, what do you have to look forward to? Realistically,
I can't even tell you when our kids are going back to school, John.
Exactly. You can't even say
and,
like.
And to your point, it's feeling like Groundhog Day for some of us, including Penny. You need something different. You know, you need something to look forward to.
Something
whether
different
it's when
than
your kids go back, or whether it's the team that you love.
I know it's
mental health right now.
I know that it is.
I do wonder about our kids too. You know,
I think the kids are fine.
Yeah,
they're out of school. They're loving life.
No, I mean, down the road. Sure, in a certain age group that
yeah.
gets it,
But will my kid, who's 6 year old, John, think that at some point all of us die from coronavirus? You know, for right now, because and again, this has only been a couple of weeks right now, so I'm not going to sit here and say it's gonna ruin our kids' minds. It's not. They're strong, and we're a tough people, us Americans. But the cooped up part, the part where again all day long all they're getting is their parents. All day long, all they're thinking about is what they're seeing on the news with coronavirus and seeing all these numbers come across. Death, death, death. My channel always stuck on CNN. I do wonder what kind of impact that'll have on them, both in the immediate and down the road. But I do thank gosh that we've got, you know, at least some NFL news to talk about. So literally when I'm at my home, I can get off that CNN and go try to figure out, okay, what's this new wild card format going to look like? I've only got, you know, one team that gets a bye, and I've got double headers each week. Got Mike Golic Jr.? Perfect.
Yeah, we got Mike Golic Jr., of course, who you can hear every morning on Golic and Wingo. Golic, we were just talking about the NFL and sort of how they have, for better or worse, like the NBA is, that you know, they're evaluating, NHL evaluating, MLB evaluating. The NFL is saying, to hell with all that. We're going to be your diversion in the fall, whether you like it or not. What do you think of that approach?
I think we're all putting in a lot more pen than they are. Like, I didn't take it as the NFL saying, hey, come to hell or high water, we're going to be there. I took it as just – and we talked to, you know, Greg Sankey from the SEC the other day about college football and asked the same question. And he basically said, as of right now, we're planning for football to go on as planned in the fall, which is my read is we understand that plan can change, because every plan can change right now, because we understand this whole situation is fluid. So I understand the NFL saying that, the NCAA saying that, because right now the NCAA is trying to plan, all right, how are we going to figure out what to do eligibility-wise for all these kids in the spring we just gave an extra year to? And for the NFL, they're trying to figure out, all right, how do we make the NFL draft, this thing that's coming up at the end of this month, go off without a hitch in adverse circumstances, knowing it's not going to look, feel, or sound exactly the same? And so because they've got something to worry about in the immediacy, I think them saying, all right, well, we're planning and hoping that football can go on as planned in the fall, but we're going to have to, like, obviously reassess that in a very different way in the coming weeks once we've got more time to devote to just that.
Yeah, okay, so let's sort of go through let's go through all of this right now. So Greg Sankey says, you know, we're planning to have football. But it is, don't they have to make a decision, Mike, next month? Like, don't they have to, I mean, because of camp and because of sort of all of the infrastructure and all the things that you would have to sort of plan for? I mean, don't you think a decision about whether we can proceed and move forward with the season has to be made, you know, before, in theory, that we would even be through the worst of it with the virus? I mean, isn't that sort of the part of this that makes it difficult to do?
I think to an extent, but I also think that everyone involved in all these processes understands the value of being flexible, right? Like, everyone involved, no matter what sport, no matter what league it is, wants as much of their sport or whatever version of their sport that can go on this year, that can possibly exist, to go on. We remember hearing LeBron James talk about, I couldn't imagine not playing in front of fans, to then only a couple of weeks later, before we even the bleep started really hitting the fan, say, well, you know what, I said that without knowing really what's going on. Obviously, we understand there could be a version of this that happens that without fans. And I think with football, it would be the same thing where, yeah, you know what, everyone's going to have to start communicating and be on the same page soon. The NFLPA, and I'm sure the NFL, by the end of this month, and we remember how long March felt as a month. I'm sure April is going to feel probably longer, because this is probably going to be a harder month with the virus. I'm sure this is when the NFL and the NFLPA are really going to start having discussions. All right, realistically, as we get more projections about this virus, are we going to be able to do anything that resembles an OTA this summer? Is even showing up for training camp on time going to be a reality for anybody at this point? And if we can do that, how comfortable do we feel doing that as the reality of not having off-season programs as we know them comes to light, knowing everything we know about what it takes to be ready? I think those things will be communicated by the end of the month. And I don't know if an outright decision of we are either having football or no football works out, but I think a decision of, hey, we might have football delayed, or we might have football with certain caveats built in, is absolutely going to be part of the public conversation, I'd say, before we hit the draft.
Any cons at all? Because I'll be honest with you, I can't find very many of them, Golic, to adding the seventh playoff team on both sides. I love the triple headers in January. But any way to be devil's advocate on this, any way you don't like it, because I don't think it's enough teams. You're not even over half the NFL to dilute the product. We love football as it is. Give me more. What say you? Is there any cons to this at all?
The only con in my mind is maybe fixing something that's not broken. Like, I don't think anyone complained about the NFL's playoff field. You do introduce the idea that, all right, what we have seen, the last 14 teams to represent the Super Bowl had all received a bye in some form or fashion, meaning the one or two seed. So do you make it even more difficult for a team like the two seed to be able to go in there? Do you give them the ability to be tripped up by a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers from last year, potentially? I'm one of those. Any given weekend, anyone can get injured. Like, I'm not really one of those guys that thinks March Madness is all that great because it produces a true champion. Like, March Madness is great because it's got chaos, because numbers create variables.
Right.
And so do we want to expose the NFL to more numbers and just potentially more variable, when right now we have a league where, like, you know, the NFL has been, and like college football has been, I think produces a truer champion because what you do in the regular season matters that much more. I'm with you because of the ratio. I don't think this dilutes it all that much, but if I had to play devil's advocate,
no, that's well done.
Lord knows I like being a thorn in the side in the morning with Dad and Trey. That was probably how I'd go about it.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to Mike Golic Jr. You can hear him every morning on Golic and Wingo right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Mike, have you thought, I believe in American scientists. I believe in the experts. I believe, never really in world history have we seen everybody on the globe come together to defeat one thing like we are seeing right now. So I believe that things can change, and they can change quickly. But have you brought yourself to be able to think about a fall where we don't have football?
Yeah, I think we all have a little bit too much time on our hands, so I think we entertain, you know, even some of those thoughts that we're not overly proud of, and that's what I thought of. Listen, as someone who, forget, you know, just loving college football and the NFL and covering them, having played them, like my relationship, like all of ours, is pretty in deep with that. But I've tried to remind myself that we are in uncertain times, and I likened it this morning to when you go outside in the winter, your feet and hands get cold because your body's sending blood to all the vital organs. Like, right now, as much as it pains me, sports are the feet and hands of what we're dealing with right now. Meaning, if we don't have football and we don't have things that we're normally used to this fall, it means it's because something pretty important is still being fought. And like you said, this world's common enemy is still being fought. And so in my mind, that would indicate, all right, I'm probably going to be focused on making sure I'm safe, making sure my family's safe, and continuing to ensure we're doing the right thing. So as painful as it would be in so many ways for that, I think this has also been a sobering reminder that we kind of need to remember what's important, and we kind of need to remember what we're doing right by in this situation, even if it does give us some results that for what could be one of the crazier years that we ever lived through, ultimately making sure that as many of the people that we know, love, and care about, and the ones that we'll never meet, survive this year in a way that's material, is to me always going to be the most important bottom line.
Well, well said. You desperate enough for sports like the rest of us that you'll be watching this 2K20 tournament that's going to be on ESPN on Friday, these 16 NBA guys? I am. I got to admit it. Go look at it. You know, I'm a dad whose kid's playing a little 2K20. I suck at it, but I think I'm going to watch this just because I have nothing else. What about you?
Man, I was always terrible. It's always funny. I was great at, like, you know, first-person shooters and those games. I am a guy that played sports that is awful at sports games, but I have watched marble racing. I've watched guys go grocery games. I think I might start betting on Ukrainian table tennis because I found out that's a thing. And I watched iRacing, so you can bet I will be glued there for 2K and whatever else anyone wants to do at this point. I don't think I can go back and rewatch the Tiger King again, so I got to find something else to occupy my time.
Yeah. How high do you think these Peloton stocks can get? Because that's the one thing about sort of this time is that you have to do something, right? You have to do some kind of physical activity, but like it's just hard to do that at home. I feel like we're going to see a surge in the Peloton stock. It might be a good time to get on that.
I tell you what, remember when we all roasted that commercial and made fun of that husband for buying his wife that Peloton? Guess what family is probably pretty damn happy right now?
You're exactly right. I think it's the time to buy. Hey, Mike, we appreciate this as always, man. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
pleasure.
He is Mike Golic Jr. Appreciate him joining the show today. I've considered it, man, but it's a big investment. You know, it's a big investment. It's over $2,000 to buy a Peloton, man. And it's like, I mean, am I going to use it in a year? That's the question.
Come on, John. It fits your life. You're young. You got the extra capital to spend.
I'm not trying to spend the extra capital, though, big dog.
You love staying in shape. Stop, John, because your likelihood is you're going to probably make money during this time. You talk about how blessed you are. As long as you keep coming to work, you get to keep coming to work. You're just getting an extra check. Okay? All right, so that's a blessing. You understand what I'm saying?
Wow.
You'll be able to spend it on a Peloton. Let's go back to my case. You like staying in shape? Let's be real. Why are you fighting this urge? It's what you do. It's what your people do.
Peloton needs to come down about a grand before I would consider buying it. That's where I'm at.
Just go get a knockoff bike then. That's not a Peloton.
Yeah, I'm thinking about purchasing a bike.
Get you a little piece of construction paper and I'll draw you a woman on it. You can act like she's talking to you.
The Echelon.
Like you're going through the terrain.
The Echelon is $800. It's not a Peloton.
Can that thing hook up to Wi-Fi?
I'm sure it can. Yeah, yes.
But I'm not getting the same images that I'm getting on that $2,000 Peloton, am I?
There's a live studio. Let's go through the features real quick. You ready to go through the features?
Well, something's not – that $1,200 is going to be different than something, John. You get what you pay for.
Magnetic resistance, comfort seat, let's see, clip-in and cage pedals. Yeah, I mean, you can become a member on their thing. There's a screen just like there is with the Peloton.
One time I was going around getting price quotes on my yard to do some maintenance. Everybody was up over $1,000. You're going to have to spend to get this fixed, and then you can get on a monthly plan to keep it upkeep, right? He says, you're going to spend over $1,000. I got that from 1, 2, 3 different yard services. So then the fourth one comes in, and the guy tells me, you know what, sir? I'll get this done for you for $400. You know what old Smoothie did?
What?
You know what Mr. 4 for 4 did? I went with number 4. I went with the man that did the $400 plan. And, John, what did I get?
What you paid for.
2 days later, weeds coming right back up. Everything that they'd mulched up was gone because, John, they didn't do it the right way. They did it the $400 way, okay? So you're going to get the $800 bike with a little piece of construction paper on the front that says, you're biking through France right now. You understand? I'm going to draw it on there for you.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to connect to Wi-Fi, and it won't be a Peloton. Just spend the money.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Because you're always happier when you get top of the line. So you may as well, if you're going to go in it, go all the way to it, to the wall, as they say.
Let me ask you this. What are you let's not focus on what I'm doing. What are you doing at home to stay in shape?
Well, I'm not worried about that. I'm a real man that's got real world problems, as our listeners know. I got a transmission to get done. I just had a water heater bust on me.
Yep.
Okay. This is during COVID-19. All right. This is happening to me. And this, I feel like, is your average Memphian. I deal with real Memphis problems. You deal with whether or not you're going to buy a Peloton with your extra capital.
Okay. So you do.
I got water heaters and transmissions to pay for. Real life problems.
Now, you did get the transmission has already been paid for, right?
No. We had to take out a loan to pay for it. It was so ill.
Took out a loan? Who did you take out a loan from?
We had to finance it, fool.
Who did you take out? From the shop?
Yes, from the shop. And we got no interest for six, as long as we get it done in 6 months. It's a blessing. But, my gosh, that's why I'm saying it's why I'm so thankful I'm still coming to work. Because what if we couldn't pay that down? Then that interest is going to start adding up.
Yeah.
I got real life bills, homie. Stuff you don't have yet.
What about the water heater?
But you will though, because I've seen what you're riding out there, and that's changed, hasn't it?
Man, when I started, I tell you this: when I started at 92.9, time is a flat circle. When I started at 92.9, I was a producer behind the glass, and I was driving to work in a hoopty.
Looking just like right now.
And
that's looking real familiar.
And 7 years later, I am behind the glass once again, and I am driving once again a hoopty. So time really is. I was thinking about this yesterday. I was like.
Then relegated back to
producer. Okay, so when we got the show, right? Like, we got the show, things went, I mean, my life changed overnight. I know yours did too, right? Like, things were going great. People were listening to the show. Tigers made a move with Tubby Smith to go to Penny Hardaway. Man, everything was coming up aces for Jason and John. So if you'd have told me that in 2018, I am going to be in 2 years behind the glass again.
Producing the Jason show.
And back in the hoopty, I'll be like, what the heck? Did I get a DWI? Like, what happened to me?
You wouldn't have believed me.
What happened to me, man?
Like,
but you know
said,
what?
It's a circle.
Like you, though, I am grateful that
God does it to us to humble us.
That we are able to be in the same position that we're in.
You might want to fix that bumper, bro.
What's wrong with the bumper, dog?
John's bumper's falling off, y'all. Full circle.
You love it. You be honest. You really enjoy it.
I ain't gonna lie, when I watched
you
yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I know you do.
I acted like I was real concerned when John had to get back.
Yeah. You just wanted to let me know you saw it.
Well, you've given me a hard time about the Mazda. So I figured now that you're back in it, it's God's way, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Humbling us.
Like, can we just break this down really quickly? Let's break this down really quickly. The host of the Jeff Calkins Show drives a Mercedes, okay? The host of the Jeff Calkins Show.
Still?
He's in a Mercedes, yeah. I'm pretty sure he's in a Mercedes.
I thought that day was dead.
No, he's in a Mercedes. He lost it one day, but he got it back. So he's in a Mercedes, okay? I believe Giannotto drives a luxury car. He may have a Lexus. It's something like that, an Acura, a Lexus.
I think it's
like
an Infiniti.
An Infiniti. So
which
Giannotto,
is a higher echelon.
Giannotto drives an Infiniti.
Well, he's a columnist.
I believe Jeffrey's in a pretty new Ford, and Gary also in a Mercedes.
Oh, absolutely.
What do Jason and John drive? So this is why we are the show of the people.
You couldn't have had this conversation before this past
week.
Well,
I'm having it now.
When you had to go back to your true car.
So we are once again a show of the people. What do you drive?
Now you're back to the people.
A 2003 Mazda. What kind of Mazda is it?
Yes, it's a 2000. It's a 2006 Mazda.
2006 Mazda.
Mazda 6.
Yes. And I'm in a 2014 Nissan Altima with the bumper falling off. The rearview mirror is cracked. The come down mirror, I don't know what you call it, but the come down mirror is broken as well. So I have to constantly push it up.
Y'all heard John? Folks used to say, "Man, nice Jeep you got there. Where can I go get one?"
Man,
now they say, "That ain't John Martin. Not with that bumper falling off." That's what they say. That ain't the John Martin. That's the J&J show. That's what they say now.
Bro, we both out here in hoopties.
I was already humble. I didn't need it.
Yeah.
You had to come back down to earth with me.
Bro, we
now you're where you belong. So we're starting from scratch again.
Yep. It is humbling. You're right. You're exactly right.
God has a funny way of doing that.
We'll have a hoopty off. We'll determine whose car is more of a hoopty, mine or Jason's maybe. That could be like a content idea like later this summer, you know.
we're going to need it.
We need Pimp My Ride to come back and do our cars.
Oh man.
You know? Maybe we need Exhibit to show up to the studio.
Give me an updated spoiler on the back. Clean up the
fish tank in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. All right. We will come back. Jason and John on East Grand FM, ESPN.
It's time for the 2020 census, and my nephew asked me, "What is the census?" And when I thought about it, I realized that it's more than just a count. It's possibilities. My grandfather came here 50 years ago for a better life. He learned the census counted everyone in the community to inform hundreds of billions of dollars in funding each year for things like schools, clinics, public transit, and stuff that mattered to him and his community. So he made sure my grandmother was counted. And then my father, my mother, my aunts and uncles, baby sisters, baby brothers, and even my cousin, who wasn't actually my cousin but lived with us, so we called her our cousin. So yeah, my entire family. Thanks to him, we all got counted, which gave us all the possibilities we have today.
Complete the census online, by phone, or by mail. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Injured? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, one of the best clothing stores in the nation. It's where I shop. It's where you should shop. And here to tell you why is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, over 150 fabrics have just arrived to kick off the new spring Stant custom shirts. And until April 15th, if you buy three, you get one free. As you know, three measurements, and the computer gives us a perfect fit try-on shirt starting at just $98. And after 2 years of work, we now have the perfect fit pant.
We take the measurements, and the computer gives us the exact try-on fit from over 90 fit pants. You try it on, we choose the correct leg taper, make any changes if we need, and in 2 weeks, even you, Mr. Impossible Fit Parrish, have the perfect fit pant starting at $168 in a jean, five-pocket fit, or dress pant model.
So you heard him. You know where to go. It's James Davis in the Laurel Wood Shopping Center. That's James Davis in the Laurel Wood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Folks, Folly is Memphis' original steakhouse with more than 40 years of traditions. It's been a staple in our city for so long that it's where I, Gary Parrish, went to dinner before my high school prom, and that was 25 years ago. It's an incredible steakhouse, but due to the situation that we're all enduring right now, you can't go there right now. However, you can still have Folks Folly in the comfort of your own home because it's now available for takeout, curbside pickup, and limited delivery in the Memphis area. Just give them a call, 762-8200, and check the menu at folksfolly.com. That's folksfolly.com.
There will be parties again soon, and family gatherings. There'll be parades and sporting events and concerts. To help our communities when they come back together, respond to the 2020 census now. Spend a few minutes online today to impact the next 10 years of healthcare, infrastructure, and education. Respond online today to make America's tomorrow brighter. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Hi, my name is Max, I'm a dad, and I make podcasts. It's my job. But right now, things are pretty weird. Many of us are working from home, and schools around the world are closed. And that means we all need something to do while we're sitting inside. So we're asking kids everywhere the same question. If you could make a podcast about anything you wanted, what would you make? And we're turning the submissions into a brand new show. It's called The Kids Are All Home.
I like to call this Pantry Investigations.
Welcome to History Twins.
I'm Wilder. This is my sister, Rosie.
Say hi, Rosie.
Hi, Rosie.
So pause that movie you're watching for the fifth time in a row, put down that third snack you just snuck out of the pantry, and subscribe to The Kids Are All Home on radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jumped in the foe, hit the juice on my ride. I got front and back.
side to side. Then I let the Alpine play.
DJ Patty on the ones and twos. What would they do in level two, though? Like, what would there be like a roll call or something? I don't know. I got a roll call for you, though, if you're selling your home, buying a home or selling your home. You need to give a Live Love Memphis group at Remax Experts a call. They are the best in town. They work magic. They've done it for Jason. They've done it for our man KT. They did it for Lewis. Lewis was on the fence about whether or not to sell his home. Got with the Live Love Memphis team. They had a good talk. He decided to list it. They listed it on a Monday. By Tuesday, it was under contract for list price, and that's what you can expect with the Live Love Memphis group, no matter what time it is.
Yep, 685-6000, 685-6000. Going to ask for Jennifer Carstensen, Robbie Marbury, anybody on that hard-working team over at Live Love Memphis group at Remax Experts. John's right. They did it for me. I did it for our man Contar. Did it for Lewis. Have done it for so many for me and made it as simple as possible. I'm a guy who doesn't like complicated. Just tell me what I got to fix. I'm hoping that number is low, what I've got to spend, and then you're going to sell it, right? That's how it went down. I spent hundreds, not thousands, on what I needed to get done. They gave me the list. We sold it at asking. Buyer paid full closing. It was a deal they put together for me. They'll put together one for you. And if you'd like they did with me, they'll get you in your dream home as well. Why not have a story like that? 901-685-6000. Again, ask for Jennifer Carter.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.